will inform man of what's happening at home.
La taqumu sa'a.
The hour won't come before that. But when that happens, then start preparing for the hour.
Sayati ala nasi sanawatun khadda'at.
Upon people will come a few years which will be open deception and lies. What we call the era of modern news. Fox Network, CNN, BBC, where one lie will be the lie of the world. We saw it only in 9/11, but it started with World War. Before World War, the entire world was not one network. There was not one voice. There was not one call. There was not one school and medium of thought. When it started,
يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ.
When those years will come, you will see a man who will stand up. The wording of the hadith means the liar will be believed and the truthful man won't be believed. But that has always happened. In the era of Nubuwa also, a person who is a liar, if no one knows he's lying, he's believed. For it to become a sign of Qiyamah, what it meant, Al-Kadhib means the one who everyone knows is lying. And everyone will sit and say he's the biggest liar. But when he will say his lie, everyone will say okay and they'll carry on. The liar knowing he's lying. We saw it when 9/11 took place. And when America, which was the greatest detective force of the world, could announce that we have found out who took that building down. Because that aeroplane that hit it, that man's passport came out. The whole world understood a passport cannot survive. But everyone shook their head. Not only they shook their head, the presidents of the world went to war for it. No person could stand up and say, you liar, you are lying. Oh, they said, you liar, we believe you. And As-Sadiq, who the whole world knew, he's speaking the truth. That I am in a cave of Afghanistan. In the cave there is no connection. I cannot be conducing a worldwide war because you are in charge of the internet. I cannot go through any one Gmail. Our poor president, what one point he never understood when he went to the war against the Zionist regime, is you can't use their tools to fight them. So when with his own party, whichever Indian party, he had to send private messages, he never understood nothing is private from the people who made the gadget. So in today's time, when it comes out, the leaked emails, he must be thinking, who leaked them? You tell them the very people who controls them. Because when you lose your password, what you press? You say, I forgot my password. So someone then says, okay, tell us who you are, we'll give you your password. Who's that someone? That very person is the one who reads your emails. But the liar. At that time when he said, I'm in a cave, how can I be running an international world of Al-Qaeda? But the whole world said, no, you are. It made no sense. But the true man who everyone knew was true was said, you are a liar. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. When someone who's trustworthy, the Maulana of the masjid is supposed to be the most trustworthy. But I'll ask anyone, will you take your money and say, Maulana, look after it for me? Never. And if I ask anyone, the wording of the hadith is the one that the world all say is the biggest rogue. Everyone will trust him. So we all say, who is the biggest rogue? Khiyanat means the most treacherous of all treachery. So everyone says it's the Jew. And you ask, where's your money? You say, it's in the bank. At the time when Al-Kha'in, the one where the world will say, you are the biggest cheater, biggest deceiver. You press one button tomorrow, my entire account is zero. But when the world will put all the amanat by the one they believe to be the biggest cheater, then you must understand now you are coming to the end. Banks were never in the world before this. When the banks came, it was a sign that now wait for Qiyamah. وَيَنْتِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِذَ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامَّ. And when Ruwaybida will be able to discuss or to pass a verdict which will apply to the entire world. So the Sahaba asked, who is Ruwaybida? For one man to talk, and his words to have an effect on the entire world, it means that man must be the most intelligent of intelligent. So the Sahaba asked, who is Ruwaybida? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rajul Tafihi. Tafi means a man who even a young child will say he's an idiot. When you will see an idiot being the president of the world, and young children laughing at his intelligence and IQ, and when you will see his verdicts is affecting the masses, then you must understand we are on that now. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and we will end on this last three. He was asked, what is that last signs? So he says, أَيَّكُونَ الْوَلَدُ غَيْزًا. When you will find a time where the children will have a temper flare, that the parents will say, I'm scared of my child, that he just blows, he goes wild. At that time, غَيْزًا, when the child will go wild, وَأَيَّكُونَ الْمَطَرُ قَيْزًا. And when it won't be raining water from the sky, but it will be raining like acid. That acid has only been seen in what we call today the nuclear wars. When that nuclear bomb hits, that entire sky is no longer normal rain. It is giving out that different chemical that is falling onto everyone. When you will see things coming from the sky which is nothing but, the word qaydan was like a pussy material, a different matter, not water. And then he said, وَأَن تُوَاصِلَ الْأَتْبَاقِ. And this was the one I wanted to end on, because that word was too unique. Just like how the stick, when he said, تُوَاصِلَ الْأَتْبَاقِ, طَبَقٌ أَتْبَاقِ means a dish. وَاصِلَ يُوَاصِلُ means to join, to communicate. You will see when you go to Saudi Arabia, you will see one of the best internet like groups are, we have Vodacom, and so they will have like muasalat of this one, muasalat of that one. Muasalat means internet or connection, worldwide connection. Atbaq means a dish. When you will see a dish creating communication around the world, now imagine in the era of the Arabs to think of a dish of food, creating a connection that man is talking with this man because of one dish. You wonder how will one dish, but the world would have to take it out, called the satellite, and they would even put the word dish. It could not be anything else. When you will see a dish creating communication in the world, and look at the next part, وَتُقَاطَعُ الْأَرْحَامِ, and you will find family ties which the dish supposed to be joining, because the dish will be joining the world, and family ties will be broken. Meaning when you will see on the day of Eid, you said the family must come, but the family don't have to go anymore. Perhaps it's one message I will send you, salam, how are you, meeting, goodbye. With the dish I will communicate with you, but physically I can't meet you now, I'm busy. With the dish I will speak to you from Makkah and tell you how's things by the haram, but if I'm in the town I haven't got 5 minutes to make salam to you also. When you will see family ties broken and the dishes are communicating, then wait for this hour. وَأَيَّكْتَفِي الرِّجَالِ بِالرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ بِالنِّسَاءِ. And when you will see men and women and women, which will be the order of the day. And when you will see musical instruments, and waladu zina, when you will see the desert suddenly becoming the most civilized land, and that's what we saw, where the Dubai, when you went to it 100 years ago was an empty land, suddenly it's civilization. And when you will see civilization brought down completely, meaning one war took place and the entire Sham is no longer Sham, entire Iraq is no longer, when you will see a barren desert coming up so fast, and you will see a huge land full of buildings going down so fast, then you must understand that now you are on that last brink. We are in that end, whether it is like Imam Suyuti says that this ummah's age will be over 1.4 and not more than 1.5, or whether it will go over that perhaps. My message to you and to myself is that we have reached a brink which every hadith has somehow come out so clear. That has told man that now forget your huge hopes. that I will invest now in this year so my great-great-grandfather's grandson can get this, and this one can get that. Perhaps that will not happen. As that first round came so quickly to an end, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi stood up and one shot it finished, and 1,000 years ended, and Islam said, I am the open victor. Round two, it's also reaching its end. Whether it's another 100 years, another 150, we do not see it being anything more than that. Which means me, or it means my children. Most likely, in the view of Imam Suyuti rahimullah, he had like conviction that this ummah will be more than 1-4, but it will not go more than 1-5. We also do not see it going. Group 2 has already come. Every Shia group has come. The European threat has come. The digging has been carrying on. All three has done. Now it is one divine command. One unique man will stand up on the name of Muhammad al-Mahdi. And he will make one slap on the ummah. And the entire ummah will unite like how they united under Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. There will be a couple of huge battles like how there was the battle of Hittin. And suddenly the Muslims, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you will see the armies coming with back flags, and they will be making their journey from Khurasan, what we call Afghanistan, all the way into Masjid al-Aqsa, then you must know that the hour is up. We have reached the brink of that, where Afghanistan's army is ready, where the people of Sham are being created, the warriors of Iraq are being created, everything is being happening. So me and you, whether we're young or we're old, we also make that little effort now. Little bit haram that we got in our life, may Allah give us tawfiq, now take it out. That interest that we never wanted to leave, my great-great-grandchildren can benefit. They are not going to benefit from it. Don't spoil your akhirah because of it. We have a few years left. Start investing for the akhirah. Make waqf of your lands. Bring your children into deen. Explain to them that Islam got a unique history. And as it slept kufr once upon a time, all three groups disappeared. It will slap the Zionist regime. It will slap the regime of America and Great Britain. And it will slap the regime of the Shia. And they are at the moment already getting the first few slaps. Things are happening very fast. When you saw the dish coming out, when you saw the stick coming out, when you saw big, big lands going down to the ground and empty lands coming up, the hadith has told you, when you will see wild animals talking, get ready for the hour. We are in that last. May Allah Ta'ala bring it that revival comes in me and you also. It is a matter of time now and things will just change. Before that time, let us also change our lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا almost رحيم كريم forgiving Allah. Oh Allah, when you allowed us to be in such a vital time, O Allah, yet you kept us with the deen of Islam. O Allah, when the ummah went through a stage where irtidad became open and widespread, O Allah, in your fadl and your karam, you kept us on Islam. O Allah, you introduced us to ulama. O Allah, you kept us to the masajid. O Allah, in an era of drugs, in an era of porn, in an era of homosexuality and lesbianism, O Allah, in such an era of filth and dirt, O Allah, you still allowed our hearts to be attached to your masajid. You allowed our hearts to be attached to your Quran. You allowed our hearts to be attached to your ulama. O Allah, as you have kept us, O Allah, never let us fall from this. O Allah, as you have kept us in Islam until now, O Allah, let us now not fall out of Islam. O Allah, as you have kept us so far, and we are seeing the end of the journey, O Allah, let it not be just before the journey gets completed that our ship sinks. O Allah, allow us to become part, oh, allow our children to become part of the army of Hazrat al-Mahdi. Oh Allah, if we cannot give salams to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, oh Allah, then let our children be the ones who convey our salams to Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Oh Allah, if our eyes cannot see the victory of Islam, then allow our children to see the unique victory of Islam. Oh Allah, let our hearts, let our bodies, let our lives, let our families become prepared for the final rise of Islam. O Allah, let us be part of the unique jihad, the unique war, the unique revival of the Islamic spirit in the entire world. O Allah, accept us and our families, accept us, our children, accept us and our progenies for your most unique, for your most pure, for your most magnificent deen. O Allah, as the name Salahuddin al-Ayyubi would stand in the world, what and what khidmat you had taken from him. O Allah, we ask that from us weak individuals and from our children and our progenies, you allow that unique work to be taken. Oh Allah, you make our families the next gardens of Islam. Oh Allah, you make our children the next roses of Islam. Oh Allah, you make our children the next mujahids of Islam. Oh Allah, make them the flag bearers of Islam. Oh Allah, make us proud parents because of them. And oh Allah, let us make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proud. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khair ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa na'udhu bika min sharr ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa antal musta'an wa 'alaykal balagh ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
Just one last point that I mentioned, that 1,500 years, I told you, I'm not sure. There's no conviction, so don't go home now and tell your wife it's getting coming to an end. It was a view of a great scholar, but there's a great chance. So to keep that chance in our mind and say there's a possibility. On that possibility, prepare. Person says, I think the cops are trapping. So if the cops don't trap after that, you don't phone him and sway him. You just say, Jazakallah for the reminder. Same here it is. Assalamu alaikum.